Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
41311.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Anita McIntosh.
Thank you. And let me get that pulled up here.
I just literally called like a few minutes ago and canceled something I didn't know I did. So I was just checking to see if they're going to reimburse the money that came out of my bank account a few minutes ago.
Okay. Well, just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
376 May Subdivision Road, Beattyville, Kentucky, 41311.
Thank you for that. So I do see here that you were charged for the Bite Tub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real food to boost your energy. Also cut out sugars and carb cravings. And it was for the chance to win a mixer in a raffle. So I do see
something on Facebook that I said I want a mixer. And then I didn't realize that I actually was signing up for a meal plan. So I immediately canceled it. But the payment's still pending and I need to cancel that payment because it's not in the bank.
Okay.
I don't want to be overdrawn or nothing at the bank.
All right, yes, ma'am. And so I completely understand. So there were terms and conditions there that stated about the $59.89 charge and that it would be for that Bite Tub app and you would be entering in a raffle for a chance to win the mixer. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms and conditions. But what I can do is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
That's better than nothing because there's nothing in that bank that will cover that charge. So, yeah, I didn't see anything about any of that stuff. It said something about winning a mixer and, you know, if I should have read the fine print, I guess.
Well, bear with me one moment. Let me look into this for you.
Yeah, because the payment's still pending at the bank, it says. I didn't want to have to cancel my debit card and stuff, and I was like, well, I hope that payment don't go through because I don't have that much money in the bank.
Okay, thank you for being patient on that hold. So I did go ahead and do the full refund for you. That credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And was there anything else that I could assist with?
No, that would be all. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You do the same.
Mm-hmm.